guys that back there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You see? Now, when we tried to tell you that he was alone back there, and I said, well, I didn't hear it that way. You the only one that said that? No, that is in the book. See, somebody would jumped up here and said, well, Dr. Rose was wrong about that. See? Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you must remember there's a negative and a positive here, too. See? Well, now look. In the cycles of time, I told you I want to carry on past here. I want to put another one down. See, maybe we'll let this one kind of rest here. See, we got this made. Now what we want to know is what's going to happen after this.
Okay.
Get the point?
Mm-hmm.
See? Now we hear this one. What's this? This is the end here, too.
That's right.
This is the end here. And this is the end here. And this is the end here. You understand? That's the end there. See?
Uh-huh.
See what I'm talking about? And then this one here. You see, this will be the end here and put a dent down in another end.
That's right.
That's the ages yet to come. Now, we explain that in your body.
Yeah,
that's good. And I want you to know now. Now, you can be the judge. Because it's your soul. I wonder if I could say this way. The old folks used to say, every tub has to sit on its own bottom.
Right.
Now, if all of these tubs have to sit on their own bottom now, you understand, then there can't be nobody's tub sitting on somebody else's bottom at the tub.
Right. Right.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Right.
If there's nothing nobody can do for you now, won't be nothing nobody can do for you after
a while.
See what I mean?
Right.
And you'd be surprised at how hard a job it is to find anything at all right in any of these churches.
That's right.
Somebody would say, now look, I know that's right. I know that's right. I'm just sure of that. That's right. Now let me tell you about these people who come up here, these areas, you know. Right now, I hear someone around me talking about the black murder. I just might as well straighten you out on this man. These black Muslims in the United States of America is separated from them across the water.
That's right.
And there is a lot of white people that belong to the motion.
That's right.
You heard me.
That's right.
I don't have no problem proving it. Now I want to tell you about them across the water. Do you know what they believe? They believe that the Messiah was crucified and is buried and has not resurrected from the dead as yet. Did you know that? Now somebody want to start an argument with me. Oh, no, that ain't the way it is. Well, that ain't the way I hear it. Well, now look, you see, I put the doctrine in the book on you. They say when he does raise from the dead, that teach in India and a lot of places temporary suspended animation. You understand?
Dr. Gross's original reel recording came to an end, and at some point he flipped the reel over and continued the lecture. It is as follows.
Did you ever read the Koran? Yes, we read the Koran. Indeed. Do you know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? When was he born? 8 months. If somebody said, but he's in Chicago, I beg your pardon. Yeah, but you don't understand, he's a reincarnation.
That's right, guys. You know anything about reincarnation?
I don't believe
it. That's right.
I don't need it.
Get it now?
Mm-hmm.
One said he was born 570 A.D. Another one, record says he was born 627 A.D. If he's born 627 A.D., he wasn't back there. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, it was his affirmation that he was God's prophet. You understand? And that he received a revelation from God, and he taught he was an angel sent from God to preach and to teach. His name was Muhammad. You understand? And he died around 632, 570. We'll take that for his birth. And he died around 632. See, when you talk to me, you have to tell me something. See? Now, that's why I don't believe in that. And he couldn't be in Chicago. And the reason why they're saying that, they're saying that he is a reincarnation of the Elijah Muhammad back there. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad. See? You understand? Now, reincarnation. When you look at that, what is reincarnation? The actual definition, reincarnate, means that the spirit has come out of this body. You understand? Departing out of it, now we're going to be reincarnated. We're going to have to go back in this body. But that's not the way they teach reincarnation. See, they mean that it come out of this body and it's in that one over there. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, now listen. Let me show you this. If that was Muhammad over there, you understand? Way down the line, 570. See? Who's he the reincarnation of? See? Get me straightened out. You see, you have to do better than that to me. You don't give me that hogwash. Right. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's too far down the line. See, if he was God incarnated or Christ incarnated, what are you talking about? You being a reincarnated man. Do you understand what I'm talking about? $450 million of them. Do you see what I'm talking about? The population of the earth is approximately 3 billion. You understand? 600 million of them Roman Catholics and 450 million of Mohammedans. Now you don't have too much to choose from. Of course, the figure is not right. Do you see what I'm talking about? Then, yeah, we got our other factions of religious denominations and cults and sects and creeds. And all of them got some. See, some of them got some of this, some of that, and some of the other, and some of the other. They're so confused, it's mixed, it's messed up, so they don't know what it's called. Now, it's not going to do you no good to try to prop up and hold up something because my grandmother and my father and my uncle and my nephew and all of my family, they belong to this stuff. And I've been in so long, you understand? Until, you understand? That's not going to help it none. See, this is your soul. It's up to you. You see, now we're right down here now. See, well, if we don't have the Spirit, I'd like to change that. If the Spirit don't have you,
okay,
too many of us have got the Holy Ghost. That's what's wrong with us. Everybody's got the Holy Ghost. That's right. Now, if you look in your, say, what did you say that for? If you look in your Bible, you find that when Philip went down and preached down at Samaria, you understand, the whole city down there. Now, you know that don't even make sense, the city down there. It meant the folks down there in the city of Samaria. They received it, gladly received it, didn't they? And quite a few of them was healed too, wasn't it?
That's right.
Don't say that. See? But none of them never got the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because the book said he hadn't not fell upon them. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You understand? That is to say, the Holy Ghost never got them, not until Peter and John went down.
That's right.
But now everybody around got the Holy Ghost now. And all of us is dipping and jacking and ideas and opinions and different churches and all like that and talking just like a fool and don't even have sense enough to know that.
That's right.
Well, I said, well, look here. What church do you belong to? Paul said, foolish and unlearned questions avoid because they do stir up strife or tend to strife. See? Now, he thinks that's a real smart question. What church do you belong to? Now, the church, or the congregation up there, the church, Paul wouldn't even know what you're talking about when you say church.
Right.
See, the true divine etymological meaning of the word church is congregation or assembly. You understand?
Right.
Well, now, what congregation or assembly, or what church do you, there is but one, see? Well, what is that? That's a Messianic body. That's what the congregation is. That's what the church is. It's the body of Messiah.
Right.
Now you heard. Now how many bodies did he have?
One.
How many Christs are there? Do you see what I'm talking about? Now that sounds real smart on that. Then here's some stupid come along and say, well, listen, I belong to Romans. You must put emphasis on it. You understand? The word Romans, it means a geographical location. It's a city.
Yeah.
See? In Italy. Uh-huh. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, you just got to say that about Jerusalem. Well, how'd you get Rome in it? How did it get in there? Then I just got through telling you what they say. They say that Peter first set up the Holy See at Jerusalem, moved it to Antioch. You understand? Was there a while and from there to Rome. Now, anybody believe that needs a psychiatrist to examine your head.
Right.
Somebody said, well, you don't understand. I'll play that one. that they're doing all the time. Now, you heard what I just said, didn't you? Now, then here, they said that Peter died, and he was buried in Rome. And now, showing that Christ put the church on Peter, and Peter's dead and buried. And now they've kept the Vatican upon him, so they say.
Really?
Do you see how stupid people are? Why don't you belong to something?
priest to bishop, and you can go from bishop to archbishop, then you can go on into a cardinal. And if you're real smart, you just stand a chance of getting promoted on up to the pope.
Yeah.
The jukeboy says, well, that's why you're a Protestant and a Roman Catholic. Well, that's why. Right. He said, you can't ever tell. You might make it up there. You can join the Roman Catholic. That's why this potential possibility. That's why I'm a Catholic. Then come on over here and said, I don't want none of that. That we had one, he made it.
He was a real Messiah and skin man didn't stop! You understand what's going on?
That's me, Bob.
Yes, he was a real God of heaven and earth. He really made it.
That's right.
You have to take all that imagination, all that old superstition, all that old tradition, and listen, don't nobody know any more about it than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that?
That's right.
Now, you stand around and argue about your church and what you believe. You understand? That won't make you have the Holy Spirit. You understand? And now, let me tell you this. God is not going to speak to nobody. You understand? He's not going to do that. Do you know what I mean by that? I mean by that. You understand? Now, if you've got something that's out of harmony with this person and this plan that God has declared the end from the beginning, you understand? You'll never make it.
That's right.
You understand? Now, God ain't going to stoop down to your level at all. And if you ever do get the Holy Spirit, see, you're certainly going to have to put that down.
That's right.
Now, you can argue all you want to, but listen, don't let him come get you with it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something else I want you to see now. How a whole lot of deception is in the world. See, and the reason why you can't talk to me. See, you stand out here looking up in the sky for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Said, men all through the country, they say, Jesus is coming. No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of mind.
That's right.
You see? No, indeed. Somebody said, well, I'm quite, you can't tell. Tomorrow might be judgment day. He might jump out of them clouds up there. You stand around looking around. I'm telling you now, that's not going to happen. See? Now, if you turn to the fourth chapter of the first epistle of John and read that, he said, now, beloved, believe not every spirit. Now, you listen at me, Ray. That blood believe not every spirit. Listen, every spirit that testifies that Jesus Christ is come, or Yahshua the Messiah is come, that was the Yahweh. Is that what you got in your book? Now let me show you how fast that happened. Let me show you how that happened. I want the 10th chapter, the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. I want to show you how that happened, and how you get through. And bear in mind what I told you about the Roman Catholic. They're saying, too, that he never resurrected from the dead. And the doctrine and the philosophy that they teach, they do say in words that he resurrected, they say that. But they said in words that indeed it is not.